I want to be fit. I want to be strong. I want to look good in and out of my clothes. I want to have a stack of energy. I want to be healthy, but I haven't got any time. I'm too busy. And if you've ever heard yourself say that, if you hear other people say that, could it be a great question to ask, what is the least amount of exercise we need to do to have a healthy, fit, strong body? What's the least amount of exercise we need to do to look good and be lean? And rather than promoting big, long, boring exercise programs, what if we could make exercise short so that more people would do it? Is it possible that if it was minutes a week rather than hours a week, that more people might be interested in at least having a listen to, is it possible to get fit and strong in a short period of time? Luckily, as exercise professionals, as we know, physiology is on our side. And if we're going to do anything, the question perhaps to ask is, why would I put anything less than 100% effort into what I do? If you ever pace yourself through a workout, if you ever take it easy because you're going to be doing 45-minute class or 30-minute run or 20 minutes on a piece of electronic equipment, or you're going to a class that's for an hour or more, is it possible that because we know the amount of time that we're going to be there for, we don't put in 100% effort? The reverse of that, if you knew that you only had 10 seconds or 20 seconds and you had to go as hard as you possibly could in that period of time, would you put more effort in than if you were going to be there for an hour or 45 minutes or 30 minutes? And the interesting thing is that when you have a look at how the human body works, the three energy systems that promote movement, so we have a phosphate system, which is for short, fast, intense activity, 10 seconds. We have a lactate system, which is from 10 seconds to about 2 minutes. The challenge with lactate is in that word. There's a waste product produced called lactic acid, and that's the stuff that gives us a burning sensation in our muscles and makes some people feel sick. That's why it's called the green zone. So if you are aiming to do any form of exercise at a reasonable intensity, so you're pushing pretty hard and you're going more than 10 seconds up to 2 minutes, it could be for some people really uncomfortable, really hard, and I don't want to do that. It makes me feel sick or it makes my muscles burn. Once you go past the 2 minutes and we start getting into 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour or longer, is it possible then that we're pacing ourselves? So here's a great question. What if every time we exercised, we just put in 100% effort? So then it becomes even more exciting because there's a great suggestion from the physiology of the human body. You can go hard or you can go long, but you can't do both. Because as soon as you go long, you start pacing yourself. You start, okay, I've got to be here for an hour, so I have to work my way through the hour. So here's a better question to ask. How much time have you got to exercise? So if you've got 24 hours in your day like everybody else has, how much actual time would you have to invest into having a healthy, fit, strong body? Now, some people will share very passionately, oh, I've got an hour a day or 2 hours a day, or I go to the gym every day, or I do a class every day. And some people have that major time commitment that they've put into their exercise program. But I always ask then this question, what if there comes a time where you don't have that? So you don't have an hour a day or 30 minutes a day or 7 days a week to exercise. Does that mean that you wouldn't be fit, you wouldn't be strong, and you wouldn't be lean, and you wouldn't look good and get all the major benefits of being fit and strong? And I don't want to be the deliverer of that information. I don't want people to think that if I don't have an hour a day to exercise, or I can't exercise every day, or if I can't put in hours and hours over the course of a week, that I can't be healthy. And the reason I share that is, it possible that that's what a lot of people do think, and that's why they don't exercise. Maybe they used to in the past and they did hours and hours of exercise, and now they haven't got time to do that, so they don't bother starting. Well, what if it was the opposite? What if you could get really fit and really strong in a really short period of time, and anything you did above that was a bonus? So you did short, fast, intense exercise that didn't take up very much time. In fact, it was minutes a week. Woohoo! And anything you did after that was just a bonus. So if you take your puppy dog for a long run, and I love to do that, I really enjoy it, but I don't treat it as exercise. If I take my puppy dog out for an hour and we go and enjoy the countryside, for me that is like a meditation. It's an enjoyable experience, but it certainly is not for me the best way to get fit and strong. And the physiology of the human body says that is definitely not the best way to get fit and strong. Because anytime you do less than 100%, the question is why? Why would you do less than 100%? And if you're putting in 100% effort, how long can you go for? This is where it gets really exciting. So if you were to do anything as hard as you possibly can, and if you go back to those three energy systems, the first one's exciting because it has no waste product. There's no lactic acid. So you're not going to get that burning sensation. You're not going to feel sick. And if you put in 100% effort without pacing yourself, it's going to be around about 10 seconds. And if I just used a 100-meter sprint at the Olympic Games as an example for that, any other race past 100 meters is pacing yourself. That 100-meter sprint is the human body going as hard and fast as it possibly can without any kind of pacing. Once you go past that, even the 200 meters, you're thinking to yourself, I'm going further than 100 meters. I'm going past my phosphate system. So interestingly, what if we broke up people's exercise sessions into 10-second blocks? So if I ask the first most important question, how much time do you have to exercise? Is it 10 minutes a day? Is it 20 minutes a day? Is it 30 minutes three times a week? Is it an hour three times a week? Whatever it is. What if instead of plod jogging, pacing yourself through an hour or through 30 minutes or even 20 minutes or 10 minutes, what if we broke up that 10, 20, 30, 60 minute exercise session into a 100% effort blocks? And the beautiful thing is, Roey, if I get puffed, when do I go again? Well, your body will tell you when it's ready to go again. So let's just say you've got 5 minutes in the morning, and I'll just use that I won't round it. Let's say you've got 3 minutes in the morning. So if you go as hard as you possibly can, doing whatever it is, because of course your heart and lungs are blind, don't know what you're doing as long as you're overloading them. So you go as hard as you can, you get your breath back. You go as hard as you can, you get your breath back. You go as hard as you can, you get your breath back. How many could you do in 3 minutes? And I'm just going to use that I like uneven numbers just for my headspace. But whatever amount of time you've got, and 3 minutes is such a short period of time, when you get puffed, you can't go again, or it would be silly to go again until you can put in 100% effort. So once you've got your breath back, you go again. Once you've got your breath back, you go again. Now, you might have 20 minutes every morning. You might have 30 minutes every morning. You might have an hour every morning. But every time you pace yourself and putting in less than 100% effort, you get less than 100% result back. When you overload every single system in your body to peak performance, so your central nervous system, your endocrine system, your cardiovascular and respiratory system, even your digestive system and immune system, when you work really hard, when you put in an intense effort, everything has to work really hard. Your firing mechanisms for all of those systems have to work at peak performance, not at 80%, not at 50%, at 100%. So the question is, what if we put in 100% effort every time? And when we're recovered, we go again. Now, the beautiful thing is, as you get fitter, that time frame will obviously get shorter. So if you're really, really unfit and you go as hard as you can, it will take you about 10 seconds to get puffed. If you're really unfit and you go as hard as you, sorry, if you're really, really super fit and you go as hard as you can, it'll take you about 10 seconds to get really puffed. I'll go back to that 100-meter sprint at the Olympic Games. The only difference is how long it takes to recover. So if you're really unfit, it might take you 3 minutes, it might take you 3 hours. You might not feel like you could go again for quite a long time, but you don't have to. And the beautiful thing is, as you get fitter, you'll actually be able to measure that, because your intervals between puffing and getting your breath back and being able to go again, is it possible that they would get shorter? The other great test of your fitness, of course, is that your resting heart rate comes down. So you don't want to go again until your heart rate is back to what you would consider to be normal. But if your current resting heart rate is, say, 70, as you get fitter, that might come down to 65. It might come down to 60, then 55, then 50. So you have a resting heart rate that's really low, which means that your heart doesn't have to work as hard during the day. It just puts this intense effort in while you're exercising. So why is this important? And I'll just ask a couple of great questions. Obviously, when you're really fit, your body works better. Every part of your body works better. So your chance of coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, depression, most cancers, stroke, all of the horrible things that happen to the brain and the body when we're unfit and when we're weak, they just won't happen when you get fit and strong. So there's some major benefits to being a fit, strong human being. But again, why would you want to put in 50% effort into getting your body healthy, fit and strong when you could put in 100%, and that the more the effort you put in, the less time you have to put in? And I'll go back to my very first question. Have you ever wanted to be healthy, fit, strong, lean, have a stack of energy, but you didn't have time? So what if the time investment was simply, there's 24 hours in your day, there's 24 hours in my day. Cut out all the time that you don't have to exercise. So literally block off when I'm sleeping, when I'm eating, when I'm with my family, when I'm working, when I'm doing all the stuff that I'm doing. And whatever you're left with, why not invest that and put in 100% effort into that time frame? So whether it's 3 minutes a day or 30 minutes a day or 3 hours a day, instead of plodding through a workout, instead of pacing yourself through a workout, why not put in 100%, get your breath back, put in 100%, get your breath back. And you're forcing your body to get really fit. But the really powerful thing is the endocrine system, the hormonal system. When you push really hard, that's the when you stress your body, we have this amazing system that produces, our hormonal system produces movement drugs, epinephrine, adrenaline, so that we can go really hard. And that's, of course, when we're under stress, we've got to survive. We've got to get the hell out of there because something's trying to hurt our body. Now, we can do that to our own body. We don't need a wild animal anymore to chase us, or a tribe of wild people. All we need is an intense activity of some kind of sprinting. And when I say sprinting, of course, it doesn't have to be running. You can be boxing a bag, you can be dancing, you can be running up some stairs, running up a hill, running through soft sand, riding a bike, cross trainer, rowing machine, doesn't matter. As long as you sprint as hard as you can for as long as you can, and that's going to be around 10 seconds, get your breath back. When you've got your breath back, go again in the time frame that you've got. So if you've got 3 minutes, do that, stop, start for 3 minutes. If you've got 5 minutes, stop, start for five. If you've got 30, stop, start for 30. It doesn't matter. It just means that you're putting in 100% effort into everything that you do rather than plodding through a workout or pacing yourself through a workout. Now, the other interesting question to ask is, well, what if I want to do a marathon, or I want to do a fun run, or I want to do an Ironman, or I want to do an endurance race? How do I build up my endurance? Well, if you're going to do a race, for example, would it still be better to, for 1 hour, sprint, rest, sprint, rest, sprint, rest, so that you get really, really fit? So your body's now capable of exercising for an hour, but it's also getting really fit. The next part of that is what's going on in your brain. A lot of people use exercise to look good, to feel good, to be healthy, but we often underestimate the power of the immediate effect of exercise. After you exercise, you always feel good. And the reason for that, you know, I can just say, well, yeah, I feel good. But the physiological reason for that, of course, is that your brain fills up with neurotransmitters that make you feel good. So after you've produced epinephrine and adrenaline, then your body says, well, congratulations, you've overcome that threat. Reward drug for you, dopamine. Congratulations, you've overcome that threat. You should feel really satisfied with yourself. So serotonin, satisfaction drug. And because you've worked really hard and we have to be able to overcome a challenge, next time we need to have a smarter brain. So brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is a fertilizer for your brain, is produced. And now next time you exercise, next time you go and do that thing, you'll be even smarter, wiser. Your brain will have gone through neuroplasticity, so you'll think differently. You'll know that you can do it because you've done it before. And you'll have neurogenesis, which is, I've done something I've never done before, so I can grow new brain cells. Why is this so exciting? Because the benefit of exercise is not just for your body, it's of course for your brain. And that then nails things like depression and anxiety and stress and guilt and all the things that our brain fills up with when it hasn't got happy drugs in it. And that doesn't come from low intense activity. That comes from high intense activity. So for a woman like me, first of all, as a woman, secondly, as an older, more mature woman, maturity is such a great thing, I don't want to be a slow plod jogging person. The reason that our body wastes away is we get weak. And the first thing that wastes away is our fast twitch muscle fibers, which is the muscle fiber used for sprinting, for used for high intense activity. It's one of the biggest reasons we get old quickly. And then, of course, when you don't sprint, you don't produce epinephrine and adrenaline, high intense movement drugs, or you produce them at a much lower rate. So your whole system slows down and gets old because we stop sprinting and we stop doing high intense activity. Well, as a woman, I don't want to do that. First of all, I want to be in control of my hormonal system, not the other way around. I don't want to get weak because obviously as you get weak, you get old even faster. And I want to be able to keep doing all the things that I've done all of my life as I become older. Chronologically older. So here's a great question. If you keep sprinting, if you keep putting in 100% intense activity, is it possible that you'll keep pumping adrenaline, epinephrine, dopamine, serotonin, brain-derived neurotrophic factor? You'll stay young and strong for long because you're doing high-intense activity, not because you're doing low-intense, slow, easy exercise, which is what most people do as they get older. And what a waste of time, because the longer you exercise for, the slower you have to exercise, which means you don't use those fast-twitch muscle fibers. So again, as a woman who used to do long distance running, used to do marathons, used to do half marathons, 45-minute classes, I don't do any of that anymore because I want to stay young for long. I don't want to pace myself in any part of my exercise. So every time I exercise, I want to put in 100% effort, whether I'm puffing with my heart and lungs or whether I'm using my muscles and bones, which is why heavy weights or heavy lifting is so much more important than just lifting. Going through the motions of picking something up and putting that back down again has no benefit whatsoever on my muscles or bones or yours unless we're overloading. So if you can lift 10 kilos and you keep lifting 10 kilos, why would your body get stronger? But if you can currently lift 10 kilos and this time you aim to lift 12 and a half or 15 kilos, now your body has to change. It has to get stronger. And the beautiful thing is the heavier we lift, obviously, the least number of times we can do it. Being strongly suggested, again, go back to those energy systems, phosphate, lactate, aerobic. If I want to get really strong and maintain my fast twitch muscle fibers so I stay young for long, do I want to do big, long, boring exercise sessions, or do I want to do high intense activity, lift as heavy as I possibly can? And if I lift as heavy as I possibly can and do as many as I possibly can, how many would that be? It's going to be in that phosphate system, of course, which is only going to be 6, 8, 10, maybe 15 times, but once you've gone past 15 to 20, apart from being bored, you're in the wrong energy system, so you won't get stronger. Is this exciting? So your strength training program is really short. Pick an exercise that uses as many muscles as possible at the same time. Keep going till you can't do any more. If you can do more than 12, 15, 20 repetitions of that exercise, obviously the weight's too light, you need to lift heavier next time, which keeps your strength training program really short. It keeps your huffy puffy program really short because you're putting 100% intense activity every single time. Now, the major benefit there, of course, is what are you telling your own brain if every time you exercise, you put in 100% effort? There's no pacing yourself. There's no working your way through a 45-minute class. You just put in 100% effort into everything that you do, whether it's sprinting or lifting. Now, go back to the original question, how much time do you have? If you only have 20 minutes, sprint, rest, sprint, rest, sprint, rest, rather than plod jog through 20 minutes. If you have an hour, sprint, rest, sprint, rest, sprint, rest, rather than plod jog through an hour. And is it possible that you run even slower, or you bike even slower, or you do any activity even slower when you know that you're going for an hour? But if you've got an hour and you want to exercise for an hour, why not put in 100% effort the whole time that you're exercising? So sprint, rest, sprint, rest. And the reason I ask this question is if you want to get 100% fastest results, shortest period of time, best results, so that you maintain those fast twitch muscle fibers, the longer we go, the slower we go, which means the less of our fast twitch muscle fibers we use. So we get old fast. If you do sprint training, if you do heavy lifting, sprint training, heavy lifting, sprint training, heavy lifting, for short periods of time, we maintain those fast twitch muscle fibers. We get fitter much quicker and we stay fit and can keep getting fitter. And here's a great question. Wouldn't it be awesome as you get older to get fitter and stronger rather than weaker and slower? And is it possible that the reason we get slower is because we do low intense activity? Slow exercise, slow results. Little exercises, little results. How about high intensity, fast activity to get best results? So what if your huffy puffy activity was simply, what can I fit into my lifestyle? So pick the amount of time you've got every day and then put in 100% have a rest, 100% have a rest for the amount of time that you've got. For your strength training, obviously you need to overload as heavy as you possibly can. And then remember the recovery, regenerate, super compensate. So yes, when you lift something heavy, you're going to break down muscle fiber. When you break down muscle fiber, it has to regenerate, then it has to recover, then it has to regenerate, and then it has to super compensate. So you know you're getting stronger when you can lift heavier. The human body tells us you're getting fitter because your resting heart rate's going down. The time between when you sprint and when you can go again becomes less and less. And you know that you're getting stronger because every time you go and lift something, you can lift something a little bit heavier, whether it's 200 grams heavier or 2 kilos heavier or 20 kilos heavier. If you lifted more than last time, you are now getting stronger. I find that really exciting. How about you? So what if your strength training program to keep you strong, fast twitch muscle fibers keep you young for long, and your huffy puffy keep you fit so that you pump happy drugs into your brain, your body's a fast calorie burning, fat burning, food burning machine? What if that was as little as minutes a week? And let's work out how many little number of minutes it could be. Let's just say you only had 3 or 4 minutes every morning and you sprint, rest, sprint, rest, sprint, rest. Every single morning, you're overloading your heart and lungs to peak performance 3 or 4 times. Or you could do like me, which is 4 puffs an hour. So every 15 minutes, I do something that increases my heart rate to the point where I can hardly breathe. So I'm constantly pumping happy drugs into my brain, constantly feeling good, because there's something really special about overloading your body. Your brain really does say, congratulations, you've really worked very hard. So you feel good all day long, and your body is literally a fast fat burning, calorie burning, food burning machine, because you're constantly keeping your metabolism fast. Because can you imagine what happens to each one of those energy systems, each one of your body systems, when you push it to peak performance? 100% effort. And that's really simple. No, I don't know what your 100% is. You don't know what my 100% is. You just keep going till you can't do any more for your sprinting and your lifting. Keep going till you can't do any more. That's 100% effort. And ultimately, that's seconds a day, if maybe minutes a day, so 3 or 4 minutes every day. And your strength training program is about 3 minutes once a week. To be fit, to be strong, to be lean, to be healthy, to have a stack of energy, to have a strong immune system, to have a body that is a food-burning, calorie-burning, fat-burning machine, and never being able to have an excuse of I don't have time. Wouldn't it be great if we could have a fit, strong, healthy, lean body in minutes a week? Well, here's a great question. What if you can? Ha ha.